Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this January 18th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Kayla Rombalski, Community Development Educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Right now, in studio with us, our good friend, Jillian Alekna. I had to ask Jillian for help beforehand. I cheated. But Jillian, it is great to have you here and to talk a little Rome, as we have our friends from the Visit Rome Bureau in with us. And a big thank you to all of you out there over there in the at the team. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Jillian is the marketing and events coordinator with Visit Rome. And with that, we get the chance to stretch our legs, talk a little bit about the Rome area and some of the great things going on over there, Jillian. And right out the gate, coming up tomorrow on Friday, we have the Winter's Farmers Market to talk about.
Yeah, so during the summer, we normally have our weekly summer farmers market. We have a winter one that occurs monthly. Tomorrow is the January month, I guess. So from noon to 3 p.m. at Woodland Lutheran Church on 280 14th Avenue in Rome, we will be having the Winter Farmers Market. Join us for some great baked goods, crafts, and lots of fun. Just should be a good time. You really can't beat a farmer's market.
No. It not only gives us an opportunity to do something this time of year, another thing during the week to kind of get us out of the house and everything, maybe a chance to get some great produce or things like that, or unique items that you're not going to find anywhere else, especially at like a department store or anything like that. But this really helps our ag industry, helps our vendors, when normally at this time of year, there's not always a lot of opportunities for them. Here's another one, and that's a really great thing. Buy local, support local, and being able to be a part of that always feels good.
Yeah.
That is going on again noon to 3 at the Woodland Luther Church at 2800 14th Avenue. This Saturday, Lake Sherwood has their fishery.
Yep. So
this is a big one.
You can't have Rome without its fisheries.
Yes.
7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Lake Sherwood. Also a DNR free fishing day.
Yes.
This event provides a family-friendly outdoor winter activity, and all money will go toward the Lake Sherwood Property Owners Association Conservation Fund. So keeping that lake looking as pretty as it does.
It's such a beautiful spot of our state, let alone of Wood County here, that area. Keeping that preserved, not only for us, but for future generations, I think is all of our responsibility, not just the Lake Sherwood property owners, but a big shout out to them and the work that they do for many years, keeping that area preserved and doing their best to help with that. And the DNR free fishing day is noteworthy as well. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So even if you don't consider yourself a fisherman or fisherwoman, this is a perfect day to try it out.
Yeah. Get on out there, see what some ice fishing is like, and enjoy. Have some fun. And I, as somebody who's been ice fishing many, many times, I have never had a bad time ice fishing. It's one of those things where even if you're out there, just like regular fishing, at the very least, you're out there and you're hanging out with your friends or something, or maybe you're getting some alone time with nature. Whatever the case, it's always a positive.
Yeah.
Again, the Lake Sherwood Fishery going on 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. this Saturday. Be sure to check that out, everybody. Is there a registration for this?
Yes. So registration fees are $15 for adults and $5 for kids 12 and under. And actually, cash payouts will be made for the largest northern bass and walleye and the largest overall fish. So if you catch a big one, you could get some cold hard cash.
Yeah. And they've even got something for the kids.
Yeah, they do. Children are competing for trophies for panfish. So your sunfish, bluegill.
Yeah. Very cool. I think the first 20 fish I caught were bluegills. All bluegills.
That's like, normally what I catch anyway.
Yeah, this seems to be the way. Is there a contact number if people want additional information or to register for us?
Yeah, you'd want to reach out to the Lake Sherwood Property Owners Association at 715-325-4066.
I think, Jillian, we've talked about this before. My mom worked at a library for many, many years, and one of her favorite parts of it was the children's story times. And we have this feature over at Lester Library.
Yeah, their children's story time running 10:30 to 11 occurs weekly, open to kids of all ages. Each interactive story time will feature a different set of books read by library staff and community members.
It's so cool. A big shout out and thank you to the Leicester Library staff for doing this, for bringing this great thing to the library and then reading themselves. And thanks to the United Way, with so much of the data that they have given us, we know how much this benefits kids. Hearing adults read from an early age makes them not only more engaged with reading, want to read more, but it helps them in the business world, in every field. There's no field where it's not beneficial to children.
Exactly.
And it's fun. It is so much fun reading to kids. It is a blast. And it's not just a blast for the people reading, but the people going there, the parents to bring their kids. It's a fun thing. And another one of those great events that gets us out of the house a little bit and maybe gets a chance to stretch your legs and have some fun and do something.
Yeah.
And this is every Wednesday this goes on?
Yes, every Wednesday.
Excellent.
And if you are interested in whatever else the Leicester Public Library puts on, we encourage you to visit their website. They have a big calendar filled with lots of events. If I tried to cover them all, we would probably be here for way longer than this segment takes. So... encourage you to visit that.
Yeah, it's a great library. It's one we don't get to talk about nearly enough. Encourage you to go ahead and check it out, everybody. As Jillian said, got a great website, and you can find out more at that. And a great Facebook page as well. It's another great way to keep up. Go ahead and check a look at their Facebook page. If you go to NakusaLibrary.com, you'll be able to find all the information Jillian was talking about there. NakusaLibrary.com. Trivia, Lake Arrowhead coming up.
Yeah, join us for the return of Trivia Nights from 4 to 5 p.m. We're bringing back this event and doubling the number of dates this year.
Ooh.
Team registration begins 30 minutes before the start of the event. It's $20 per team. A team can be 2 to 8 players. And there will be 6 rounds with 10 questions each. And the following dates are the trivia dates.
Ooh.
So Saturday, January 27th. Saturday, February 24th. All of these are Saturdays, I think. March 9th, March 23rd, April 6th, and April 20th. And in the meantime, visit Lake Arrowhead's events page for more info, rules, regulations. If I somehow missed a date, you can correct me then.
Yeah. Anything going on over Lake Arrowhead always gets our attention. We love that spot, love the people over there. And bringing the trivia back multiple nights, it's because it's been had a good response. A lot of people have been enjoying it. So, that's a good reason to go check it out yourselves if you haven't done so already.
Yeah.
It's another one of those things where it gets us out of the house, gives us something to do, and you can win things and have some fun with it and everything. That's a cool idea. Is there a price for this for teams and how many rounds and stuff? Any other details?
It is $20 per team.
Okay.
And your team can be anywhere from 2 players to 8 players.
Okay.
And there will most likely be 60 questions, so 6 rounds, 10 questions each.
Nice. And I like that they tell you that. It kind of gives you an idea of, well, I want to get out, but I want to know how long am I going to be doing this? How long am I going to be out and about? Kind of gives you a little bit more of an insight into that.
Yeah.
Find out more at Lake Arrowhead's events page. Just go there and find out more for yourself. And a big shout out to our friends at Lake Arrowhead. The 3rd annual Sand County Classic at Sand Valley coming up. We're already up to the 3rd annual of this?
Yeah.
Wow, is that something? I feel like it just started. That's so cool. Tell us about this, Jillian.
Yeah, so Sand Valley, together with Visit Rome, we're celebrating the thrill of pond hockey on one of 3 frozen lakes at Sand Valley. I'm not sure if... So running from 9 o'clock a.m. Friday, February 2nd, through 10 o'clock a.m. Sunday, February 4th. This event is open to all. The tournament is on one of 3 frozen lakes at Sand Valley.
Oh.
We encourage you, even if you're not competing, to just go out there, enjoy, spectate.
Mm-hmm.
We're welcome to see any spectators there. It's just cool to watch these guys because you have a lot of former high school players, college, I don't know the exact classification, but
you're right.
They're good. They're when they go around on the ice, they're not going to slip and fall, hopefully.
I growing up in a hockey family with a hockey father, I have such a love and appreciation for hockey players of all forms, retired, pro, semi-pro, any of the above. It's such a, I believe it's the hardest sport in the world to play.
I
truly believe that. And it's nothing against any other sport.
Yeah.
I just think that what it takes, you name any other sport to me and all the different things that it takes, okay, but they do all those things on 3 inches of steel, mm-hmm. you know, on ice. It's incredible to me to watch athletes like this go around. And then in a situation like this, I feel like you get a real chance to see the actual artistry of it, of the game
yeah.
and the level like this.
Exactly. So it's not in a rink. It's out in the countryside, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Which I gotta admit that it hits a little close to home for me. I learned to skate on a pond in behind our high rises in Chicago, on a lake. Mm-hmm. That was not easy to learn to skate on. It was very uneven and all that, but it was a lot of fun. And if you've never seen anything like this take place, boy, that alone is worth coming down and checking out. And never forget that Sand Valley is a four-season destination right here in central Wisconsin. So no matter what time of year, there's not a bad time to go check out Sand Valley.
Exactly.
This going on, do we need to register for this or anything, or just show up?
Just show up to spectate. Registration is more if you want to play.
Yeah,
and I'm not entirely sure if that's still open.
Yeah, it does seem like that's covered already.
Okay.
Yeah, but you could probably, if you were curious about playing maybe or being involved, we'll show up and maybe you'll find somebody to talk to and find out more information.
Yeah.
February 3rd is also going to be the Mark Simons Memorial Fishery and Raffle. Did I say his last name right?
I believe so.
Okay.
That's how I would say it.
This is an important one. I want to make sure to get Mark's name right. So.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joan.
Running from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., come join us for the second annual Joseph J. White American Legion Post 442 Memorial Fishery and Raffle, mm-hmm. also known Mark Simons.
Yeah, yeah.
From cash prizes for the largest fish caught, a 50-50 cash raffle, meat raffle, and basket raffle, this fishery on Camelot has a lot of fun packed into one day. Registration is $15 per person and free for kids under 15.
As you hit on earlier, we love our fisheries. We love events like this. We know very well, you and I both, how much this area loves raffles.
Mm-hmm.
You combine these worlds. That's fantastic. Anything that is a memorial always gets our attention. And whether even if we don't know Mark or we don't know much about him or anything, I think that to many people out there, they hear something that has a name attached to it or memorial, and immediately they're engaged and
yeah.
they care. And then you add on the fishery and the raffle part of it, you've really got people
engaged.
Yeah. Really people going in on it. A shout out to the Joseph J. White American Legion Post 442 and the good work that they do over there. Appreciate them. This is a really fun event, and it's affordable too for people with the registration fee. If people do want to register, is there somewhere to direct them? Is there somewhere to send them for that?
The Owners Association. I don't have their info off the top of my head.
Yeah,
but I'm sure if you just look it up or find them on Facebook, you're in the right spot.
Yeah, and it's never a bad idea to throw these things into your search engine or looking on Facebook. Almost everybody has a Facebook page nowadays,
mm-hmm.
and that is where you're going to find most of the information that you're looking for. So go ahead and check that out. And it's a good note that if you haven't already liked their Facebook page, be sure to go do that. Check that out and find out more about the Mark Simons Memorial Fishery and Raffle going on Saturday, February 3rd from 7 to 3. Man, I can't believe we're already into February with this.
I
just caught that. I didn't realize that right away.
Yeah, it's wild.
It is. We've got another great event going on that Saturday, February 3rd, the Pinery Road Snowshoeing at the Historic Point Boss.
Yep, running 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come join us for a fun and snowshoeing at Historic Point Boss. The schoolhouse will be open as a warming house, and hot apple cider will be served so you won't freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there will be a bonfire in the upper parking lot with marshmallows for roasting. Snowshoes are available for rental or bring your own and enjoy about a 3.5 mile of natural ungroomed trails.
Mm-hmm.
If you do want to rent those snowshoes and poles, that is $7. Admission is $3. So at most, it's going to cost you $10.
Yeah.
No sweat.
Yeah, no sweat. And especially, you might get a good sweat doing the snowshoeing.
Well, yeah.
You might get a good workout, but it's no sweat otherwise. I have no journalistic integrity with the Historic Point Boss. I love that place. I love the people over there. Shout out to Mike and the gang and everybody that keeps history alive and moving over there. I always like to note as well that our friends over at the Historic Point Boss are always looking for volunteers and always looking for people to help keep history alive over there. And I gotta tell you, Jillian, I've been thinking a lot about this lately. I don't know where it came from, but the idea of snowshoeing sounds really fun to me.
Yeah.
Now, I have size like 12 shoes, so I don't even know if I need to rent shoes, but I probably will just to play it safe.
Just get a tennis racket.
There you go. Yeah. it seems like a lot of fun. It also seems like wonderful exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I love exercising out in nature in the spring and summer. I find it a lot of fun, and I don't have a crazy exercise or anything. I like to jog. I like maybe go for a walk or something.
Yeah.
And over here at the Fireman's Memorial is usually where I start here in mm-hmm. town and kind of check, walk by the river. Over at the Historic Point Boss, there's not a bad spot. That whole area is beautiful. So getting to take a hike over there, doing some snowshoeing, boy, that sounds like a really fun, great time, great way to enjoy nature. 3.5 miles of nature, ungroomed trails is just music to people's ears out there. Yeah. And that $10 that Jillian was talking about, if you need to rent the snowshoes and pole, the $3 admission, of course, that is not only affordable, and they make sure, and I commend them so much for this at the Historic Point Boss. With inflation, with so many things that go on, I think they're the only place not affected by that. They want it to be affordable for families.
Yeah.
They want people to be able to take it in. And with that, every penny you spend with them, you know that you're putting back into the Historic Point Boss, you're putting into the community, and you're helping keep history alive. It's a complete win-win when you're doing something like that. You can find out more at historicpointboss.com, historicpointboss.com. Encourage you to check this event out. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Pinery Road Snowshoeing at Historic Point Boss, 11 to 4, going on Saturday, February 3rd. We'll have Mike and the gang in pretty soon to be able to talk more about that.
Yep.
That coming up Friday, February 9th through Sunday, February 11th, Snow Blast at Lake Arrowhead.
Yes. It's back. It starts 4 p.m. Friday and runs through 8 p.m. on Sunday. Whether it's live music, raffles, auctions, games, taste testing, or anything in between, this weekend of fun at Lake Arrowhead is sure to please anybody. Mm-hmm. Just a little shameless plug. Mm-hmm. Visit Rome, Wisconsin is sponsoring the Dueling Pianos performance.
Nice.
On that Friday night. You can reserve your tickets now at the Lake Arrowhead Association office or contact events coordinator Lucky at 715-325-2915.
Shout out to you guys for sponsoring the Dueling Pianos. We love that. It's an awesome event. That's very cool. And we love this event so much. The live music, the raffles, the auction games, all these things going on. We have Lake Arrowhead's backdrop that is so beautiful. It's a living, breathing screensaver whole entire everywhere around there. So
yeah,
great.
It is.
And it's a fun event. And one more time, it is another opportunity for us to get out of the house to do something. We live in shacks this time of year. We're just going from one shack to the other. We make call it a home or a job or whatever, but it's a shack. We're just going from one to the other. The opportunity to have more and more for things for families to do. This is a fun family event. It's got a little bit of everything to it.
Yeah, and if you are interested in what's happening at what time, I would suggest visiting the Lake Arrowhead website or look at our website, visitromewi.com.
Yeah, both are fantastic websites.
And there will be a full list of hopefully what's up to date for events. Mm-hmm. I know puppy yoga was on there for either Saturday or Sunday.
Okay. I do need to know more about puppy yoga.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look into that. I'm going to have to reach out to our friends over there and find out more about that. But be sure to check out their website. And you can find these things out, throwing them into your search bar. And just you're just one click away from finding the websites and finding out more about it. Sunday, February 11th, Valentine's themed cookie class at Lake Arrowhead. This seems like a lot of fun.
Yes. So Kelly Lawler from Blue House Cakery is back again with her cookie classes. Always wanted to decorate cookies like a pro. Now is your chance to impress all your friends and family with the most adorable set of Valentine's cookies you have ever seen. Kelly will take you through the basics of cookie decorating. Included with class purchase is a complimentary drink, so it doesn't matter how good or bad the cookies look at the end.
There you go. Yeah.
Each student will be provided with everything they need to decorate, as well as a box to take your cookies home in. No previous experience is necessary.
Oh, and they'll have aprons and short-sleeve shirts are recommended, so that's nice to note. These kind of things are so much fun. I've always like admired baking and wanted to be able to be better at baking. I can cook okay. I am not good at baking, and I love cookies and baked goods and stuff. So I would really like to learn more about it. For families with kids, this is a really fun event. I would encourage others too, like myself, that are just interested in learning more and more about baking and other opportunities to get good at it, to be better at it. Like anything else, the more reps you do, the more you do something, the better you'll get at it. So, being able to do something like that would be fun. Each student being provided with everything they need, so you've got that as well. You don't have to worry about that part of it. It's a pretty fun event. Valentine's themed cookie class at Lake Arrowhead from 10 to 2. You can find out more at their website, lakearrowheadgolf.com, lakearrowheadgolf.com, and other websites that we mentioned today, as far as the Charles and Joanne Lester Library in Nakusa. That is nakusalibrary.com, nakusalibrary.com, and the Historic Point Boss, historicpointboss.com. Be sure to check out all those websites. Be sure to bookmark them. They're all beneficial and all fun, great things going on. Jillian is wrapping up with our last couple of minutes here. I want to remind people about Hoozle's Trivia every Wednesday from 7 to 8:30. That's fun. Be sure to check that out. I know you've done that a little bit, right?
It's fun.
It is. Be sure to check it out, everybody. Lucas does an amazing job.
He does.
And they have such a good time. And we love our friends over at Hoozle's. Shout out to them. And if that ain't enough for you, Hoozle's also has bingo every other Friday from 8:30 to 10.
Yep.
Find out more and reach out to our friends over at Hoozle's and enjoy yourself over there. A big shout out to them. Jillian, all the great things we've talked about here, but I also want to add on a reminder to people out there that we're always looking for help, maybe volunteers or different things over at the Ed Visit Rome. So you can help be a volunteer, or you can help spread the word about these events just by listening to this segment or going to the website, visitromewi.com, and spreading the word.
Yeah.
I think all of us have heard somebody say at some point in this area, oh, there's nothing to do. And it frustrates the daylights out of me. The next time somebody says that to you and everything, go ahead, just look at them and say, visitromewi.com. Go ahead and check out the website. Look at the events page. There's plenty to do.
Exactly.
Jillian, if people have follow-up questions and they want to know more and ask you, you should just send them to the website?
Yep, send them to the website, or you can call us at 715-325-3090.
Do us a favor, say hi to Lisa for us. We appreciate it. And you take care, and we'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, see you soon.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.